we're back from the last episode. We're back from we couldn't stay away. There's just been too many ridiculous things. The come gong somewhere thing has gone too easy place. And we have a story from Daniel here. Dan, tell them. Oh my God! Give me the guitar. Hold on. You know what? Hey, I'll start with a song I wrote. I was playing earlier.
We'll start with the song.
I'll start with the song. And this is
you guys, I take a hit then.
Mm-hmm. Can you grab that for me though? You grab the pick for me?
Oh yeah.
We'll trade. Sugar. Oh wow, I feel like a pussy.
Good trade.
I feel like a pussy.
Do you have any nice
tea? Do you have my letter, maybe?
Yeah.
Do you want a hit too?
No.
Alright, so
I do not have your letter.
Here's a letter.
Why me be fine.
Okay, I'm gonna move chairs so that we can thank you very much for the pick. This is an original song written by me, Scritchity, or Scritch Scratch, that's my little brother. I hope you enjoy it, otherwise fuck you. Wow. Oh my God.
It was going so well. Yeah.
What is it? Just smoke. The smoke. The smoke. It just ruined. Alright, we'll take it from there.
No, it's like you're on the video. Like just off. I feel like you just got one tempo. Just did that.
Thanks. Hope you enjoy it. Otherwise, yeah. The sort of so,
bam. It just stopped.
Oh my God! This guitar is just gonna fall so hard. All right. Well, we gotta put it somewhere. All right. Thank you, Dan, the handyman. That's why you're the handyman. If that falls, it'd be so bad. This is my
still guitar. It's still gonna just fall, tipping. Man.
It's just.
Yeah.
Whatever, the cum's gonna go somewhere, so.
It's just gonna apply to everything.
Yeah, alright.
So ridiculous.
So tell them the story now that we had that ridiculous.
The story. Yeah. You want me to start over?
You should start over.
Yeah.
Oh man. So to briefly educate the listeners, I'll start out the story from the beginning.
Dun dun dun!
Yeah, so, see the story. Once upon a time, there was a deaf kid named Dan. This is obviously me, I mean.
I figured that you're telling a story about yourself. We don't need this fantasy tale shit.
Trying to hear your story.
Yeah.
Nothing else, man.
I'm gonna fast forward.
You're gonna, are you rewinding or are you fast forwarding?
Fast forward.
Okay, let's fast forward.
Let's go to ABC, Sally, and...
Sally with the mustache?
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
Remember that? You said she has a mustache?
at that time...
Oh yeah, I just brushed his off.
She just forgot about it.
So very important thing to talk about, but it's okay.
I'm not sure we are right now. What I'm saying, okay.
This is a real story.
Yeah,
you're making this up on the fly.
He's ready to go. He's about to say it, and nothing came
so
out.
So ready for this. It's okay. Remember, the cum's gotta go somewhere. You're not too lazy.
Okay.
Dude, you just can't speak.
Okay. So I. As you know, I was with her for 4 months. And the first 2 months, I nearly saw her 4 times because of soccer. So, like,
yeah, you're soccer madman.
Oh, we do the stuff.
Welcome. We got Scritchy back on the podcast.
Say, man. Yeah.
Say hello to the sports guests.
Hello, sports guests.
Are you, more
ridiculous the second time?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. What up? What? All right, we got. Yeah, it's Daniel. All right, we can have another day. We got to give you another day. Hey, Sabretooth. We got Sabretooth on the mic. Say hello to the sports guests.
Hey, guys.
Sweet. And we've got.
Jacob.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to figure out some other nice name. We'll call you. Oh my god, damn it. Alright, well, the crawling river. Because you're secretive and then you rape people when they fall into a web of water.
What?
Yeah, there we go. Alright.
There was that one everywhere, dude. I'm just confused. Crawling river.
It's a good one. Alright.
He rapes people, dude.
Yeah, so we're. Do not turn that on. Do not turn that on. I told you not to.
You don't use
them. Okay, so you do not use my megaphone. I was going to LA. Stop using the megaphone. It's probably so hard for the sports guest. So what's up? You have the pipe? Yeah, it's in there. You'll pass him. So I was in the not just the other one.
Remember,
yeah, thank you.
I remember the scene.
What are you talking about?
Which one are you on?
Hanashkura.
Yes.
So ridiculous. Oh, the big one.
This
work?
Yeah. All right,
so.
This work?
Yeah, it works. Oh, as long as it's not clogged. All right, so. All right, we got to get back to this podcast, guys. We are podcasting. I know. It just seems so, it's just so seamless. What is that noise?
Sorry.
You're just popping bubbles during a podcast. See, there's the crawling river. It's just secretive. I'm just wondering what's going on, and then you just rape us with the noise. All right, so, dude, so the megaphone. Yeah, so I'm in the fucking airport, and I'm going through, and I'm thinking, oh, I gotta bring hella pot. I gotta bring, like, an ounce of pot stuffed in my pants. And then, like, in the last second, I'm like, no, I'll just bring some hash pills instead. So I just have all these hash pills stuffed in my pocket, and I get through. I'm, like, going up through security. I'm putting my bag on there, my megaphone's in there, because obviously I need it. And
in
I go,
bag of pot.
And no, I didn't bring the pot.
Obviously,
hell,
you need it.
Obviously
I
need it.
Obviously,
you
need your megaphone. You
need your megaphone. You never need to, you know, move cattle and
along
shit
with, like,
that.
Clothes and, like, other important things.
Yeah, so I'm going through, and all of a sudden, the fucking alarm goes, and right before I'm going
That's
through
so
the metal detector in a fucking airport, everybody just starts flipping their shit, and my heart's just freaking out, because I figured I'd be like, you've got to have pot if you're that fucking stupid.
That's a perfect place
to so
go off. That'd be terrifying.
Luckily, though, it was Oakland, maybe San Francisco, and it was Asian Day as opposed to the Black Day like it usually is. There was, like, Asians wearing. And when Asians are wearing, they're the nicest people. It's so weird. Like, this is not racist, but just from, like, experience, they should just fire all the. Oh, I'm not even gonna say it. Let's just continue on from that. We're gonna lose a lot of viewers if we say.
I think you've already done the damage, man.
Every episode lost somebody.
Black Day and Asian Day.
Asian Day is the best. But yeah, so,
no,
right, so let's get
up. It's like that game. What's that game that you had? That you just go through an airport and you just kill everyone. You're like a terrorist.
Oh, in Call of Duty. Modern
Warfare?
Warfare
2.
Oh, is that 2?
Yeah.
You sure doesn't?
You just go through the airport and
you just kill the shit out of everyone.
Yeah,
but so people told me about it, but I feel like that'd be so surprising because you just do nothing and you think you're not gonna kill anybody, and then you just walk and just kill hundreds of people.
Crazy, that's crazy.
It's just
game.
Oh my god, damn it!
Game.
You know they're trying to make a Blackwater game, like they were gonna. Blackwater is like the military like organization that like they're like a mercenary group that just fucking kills hella people.
What?
And they're
crazy.
Yeah.
I'd play that game.
I would not because it's like glorifies they
make
like,
a
shit.
A pirate game.
They make so many pirate games. Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Like,
ghosts.
Pirates
nowadays.
He's a
pirates.
Pirate?
Yeah, and the objective is to, like...
Oh, Somali pirates?
The objective is to, like, catch a...
Just do
you can, either catch the pirates...
It's to hijack boats. You gotta hijack boats.
You get points based on how you do it.
So ridiculous. You've killed 8 passengers.
You get an A grade. Good job on this part.
Great.
There's no air coming out.
Or you can pull out the top stem.
And then light it.
You're supposed to do both.
Yeah, and then just... Let go. Right. Yeah, it's cold.
Just don't drop it.
God damn it, IMD. I need to get something to fucking drink.
Whatever. So what happened at the store?
What?
Water bottles upstairs?
You want to grab... Oh, yeah. We don't have water. Do we have... You want to grab some sodas or some shit? Whatever we got there.
Water?
I don't think we don't have water.
We have cups of water.
We have cups. Yeah, you want to grab some?
You want one?
Yeah, thank you.
A cup of water?
Awesome.
I'll see if there's any bottles.
Our awesome. co/guest, Sir Hoopslot, is just being awesome and grabbing it. So, what have you... Oh, how is handball?
We never played.
You guys would just got high.
We were going to play...
We had to drop them off at the Cal train station. So we...
Went and got happy
donuts.
Happy donuts. Yeah. The best place to come to die.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so, what?
What?
So you went to Happy Donuts. That's obvious. Yeah. That can't just be the highlight of the story.
That's the highlight of the story.
Wow. All right. So we've had a... All right. That's cool. Happy Donuts. There we go.
Give it to Daniel.
Yes, please. Suki. So how is it being here in our hometown?
Awesome.
Very, very nice. Where are you guys from?
Tempe. Arizona.
Sona.
Oh, I was thinking, Tempe, Arizona. So is it really hot right now?
Yes. It's like 105.
Does it ever monsoon while it's like 105?
It's not that hot, but it's like definitely hot floods. Out. It's like...
Oh. Oh yeah,
it's probably like 90s when it's monsoon.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and it's like sandstorms and shit. It's
So the water, if it hits you, it's like full of sand and shit.
No, not necessarily. Oh, but like if you're by like the desert. And
if you got Skittles that fell from the sky in Arizona, it'd fucking suck. It'd be all sandy and shit. Yes. Yeah,
just get pelted by Skittles.
Awesome, awesome water. Thank you. You get pelted by sandy aspas.
Skittles.
Skittles are hella good, dude.
Yeah, I bought a bag for Katie. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Taste the rainbow.
It's just so good. God, Skittles are just the shit. How come they don't market them as much? I feel like out of everything, Skittles what you see the least. Like, they don't have them at movie theaters. Do they really?
You want this?
They don't have the big ones. They have the really big ones, which nobody buys.
Skittles?
Yeah, how else would you package them?
Are they package them in, like, 99% of every other place you go to?
You mean little bag?
Yeah, the most common kind.
Little bag. This is so personal.
You would be able to eat a big box.
I know,
of
but
Skittles.
Yeah, but then after you eat that, you're like, shit, dude, I just ate that whole thing.
Once you get to the end of that, but, like, at a certain point, you feel all that weird chemical in the shell.
Yeah.
You can't eat, like, that many shells, dude. Dude, you really are. It's like eating shrimp with shells.
The sour M&M's? I mean, they just start tearing your mouth apart.
Yeah, dude. They taste so good.
And people, I remember, so I never liked them, but especially you would never eat them, because I remember they came out around when I got braces, and people would say if you ate braces, they would, like, fucking ruin them. It'd be like electricity going through your brain, like, the metal.
What?
And just tear your mouth apart, and I got so scared. Like, all those weird urban legends, remember, like, Pop Rocks and Coke? Like some guy broke his stomach. But Mentos and Coke, you can do that. I've seen a video, it was so fucked up. This guy was, like, hella nice. And I mean, like, he looked like he was from Mythbusters, but I knew there was something weird because his teeth were all janky. And so he did, like, I'm going to do Mentos and Coke drink. So he just has, like, he takes a whole pack of Mentos, puts them in his mouth, just takes a whole thing of two-liter Coke and just starts chugging it, and then flies back like he has a rocket in it and just starts, like, throwing up blood just ridiculously.
What?
Like he has the camera in hand, and the camera, he goes and bashes back. Like, they're at a storage facility, like, bashes back against the door, and, the camera, like, shakes and shit, and then he's just, like, dying. It's just the most fucked
There's
up
a video
shit.
Of it?
Yeah, YouTube.
What?
So, YouTube that shit. Mentos and Coke guy. And Mentos and Diet Coke. I think it has to be Diet Coke.
Sounds ridiculous, man.
Oh, crazy.
YouTube, just on YouTube.
We gotta keep one conversation. One conversation. Remember, podcasting.
He just said...
Oh, did you say on shrooms?
I'm not saying
on shrooms?
Oh, I said shrooms.
Alright, well, that works for me. Alright, so are you gonna continue this Kiss My Dick story or something? You gonna tell me to kiss my dick? You were
telling a story, man.
You were telling a story.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, hey, Dan the Handyman telling a story. We gotta listen to Kiss My Dick story.
Probably the stupidest story I've ever told.
Hey, remember, the cum's gotta go somewhere.
ridiculous. I had a girlfriend, junior year, who I was with for 4 months. Yeah, so...
No, when we found... Okay, tell us.
So that the first 2 months was like super weird because all we do is text. Since that I have soccer, she has soccer. So I always saw her 4 times. And you know how like maybe after a month, you know, like you want to move on with the relationship, some shit like that. And so we did that after 2 months. She texted me, she's like, I'm ready. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe she's ready to have some sex. Like, I'm like, ready when she's ready. So she's like, yeah, I'm ready. So I'm like, come over. I'm getting really excited. Like, yeah, awesome. Losing my virginity. You know, that excitement. And then, like, 5 minutes before I got to her house, she's like, I'll have any panties on. Oh, okay, cool.
Again, okay, cool. Cool. This is just so common.
So then I come over to her house, like, my parents are home. I'm like, oh, okay, well, we can close the door at then.
Like, just like that.
It blocks out.
So I'm like, whatever. So you hook up on her bed, and then... I'm like starting to like.
Wait, so I'm a little confused. So you went from the problem of having them there, then you should, we could just close the door. So she said yes to this? She said, yeah, oh, no, okay, they like, won't. No?
She's like, yes.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So they started hooking up on her bed. Then, like, a movie on, like, past hooking up. I'm like, going for the goods.
Oh my god.
Shut up, going down. And she's like, wait. Let's go to the park across the street. I'm like, well, I mean, why not do it here? The door is closed. She's like, nah, let's go to the park and cross the street. I'm like, okay, fine. So you leave. She still has her panties on. I'm like,
she can feel. When would she have put panties on?
Oh, no,
oh, Dan, you're here. I gotta put panties on.
Yeah, well, back on.
So you go to the park across the street. And I'm like, okay, let's do it here on the bench. Like, no, let's go to the playground structure. So we climb this fucking plastic step, like go down the plastic bridge, like, respect the ladder, you know. Yeah, like
that actually sounds really like a good idea. What? So, like, so weird that for the first time you think of that.
Go on a fucking adventure. Then you go on top of the playground structure, and like she pushed me down on the platform. I'm like, Nate just fucked.
Did she have panties on at this point?
No, she didn't have panties. And then she's like, she's like, okay, let's move on. Which means, like, I'm assuming she's gonna, like, give me head.
That's what anytime he says, let's move on, that's what it means. Get your dick out.
No, that out there.
Alright, you got ready to hook you. Alright, continue.
Okay, so then, okay, so I'm like, Nate down. And I'm just waiting for her to, like, do something. They took out my pen. Maybe that's a start. And she, like, okay, so she takes out my pen. And then nearly stares at my dick for nearly 5 minutes.
She what?
She stares at it.
She stares at your dick?
She stares at it.
That's and a good I'm thing,
getting,
huh?
I'm getting cold, so my cold is, like, getting
you don't, you're not erect by a girl staring at your penis?
You're there for 10 minutes.
So I'm like getting cold, like getting smaller and smaller. And I'm saying, or to get it to 80, then like you stare, okay, and like open your mouth or something.
Just open my dick will find its way.
She looks at me. She's like, I don't know what to do, I'm confused. So I'm like thinking, oh, maybe she doesn't know I'm walking at her head. I'm like, just give me head. Just go first. Then, oh, okay. Stares at it for another 10 minutes. I'm like, getting very fucking
scared. Cold. A beast, you know what to do.
I'm getting really cold. And this shit, like, I don't know how to do it. I'm like, how could you not know how to do it? You do it your whole night.
Coming out of the womb sucking dick?
No, that makes you have the ice cream.
Second year birthday! Here's a bathhouse, suck all these guys' dicks. No, the like, cum's gotta go somewhere, girls.
Like a popsicle or a lollipop. Kind of, like, that's how you just sound.
That's what you think. Here's cherry popsicle. Oh, it's preparing me for dick sucking. Level 10 of dick sucking.
So, I'm like, what can you hide? So, yeah, like I said, she stared at it for another 10 minutes.
So we have got 30 minutes of staring now? Is that half an hour of staring?
30 fucking minutes of staring.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's so like you're starting to get cold at this point.
I'm like, are you serious? The hell? So, like, I went to a point where I explained to her verbally how to suck this. Imagine.
From your long experience, because yeah, you sucked like, it more than she
should. A lot of popsicles, I guess.
Or something like a lollipop, but you're trying to get the juice out.
Oh my god!
Okay. Gosh. Picks it up, like holds it up, it's really cold, like I'm trying to get it going. Picks it up, and instead of like sucking it, she kisses me from the bottom to the top. What are you doing? Like, not how you eat a lollipop. Who the fuck kisses a lollipop? Like, what the fuck?
What?
And I was like, fuck this, you know, and she laughed. And
you just laughed.
And then a week later, I broke up with her.
So you got a half an hour of your dick looked at, and a girl with no panties. That sounds like the most romantic night on a playground.
Was night of the ham.
Oh fuck this! Oh fuck this! Like no, you're trying to get the juice. It's a fucking gusher.
She's been doing it all her life.
She had the worst experience.
So it went from you're gonna have sex in your room to like nothing to like all like to just take. Weren't you guys gonna have sex or something?
Never had sex.
Were you going to? Wasn't that the point of doing it in the room?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, dude.
I just didn't want to. Like,
I thought you really did. I thought that's why you waited half an hour for her to do something. What?
That's the point, but I'm like, I don't know.
It's probably the first thing you notice, man. A mustache.
Nah, man. I just, like, I don't know why I actually had the first place.
Because you had a mustache.
Yeah. You didn't realize it for 4 months then.
I saw her four times in 3 months.
It went from 4 times. Oh my god, so. How much did you earn in the first month?
Like, you know how like, the mustache is really blonde? But, like, you really.
Oh, when you start kissing it, you feel like it rustling up against you.
Oh!
Oh my god.
Does she have a beard?
Well, like, when you, like when you're trying to toothbrush like, above your lip.
What?
You know, you feel a little bristles just going there.
No, can I get a hit of that?
You're comparing a mustache to a mustache.
Yeah, a girl's mustache, because it's gentle. It's gentle yet rough.
You're probably rougher with the girls.
That's a good point. Thank you, Scritchity. You did not fucking tell me about. All right, just tell me about this. Yeah, tell them about that. Getting with, or having.
Gotta have
some fun with Char-Char. Or Charizard. With Charizard.
Oh.
How did it happen?
Didn't we already talk about that?
Did we?
We had a
kind of did, yeah.
Oh. Alright, well, yeah, alright, well, this is what happened.
Like, when it came up, it was while we were sitting here, so.
It was like,
yes. Oh, yes, see, this is the seamlessness of podcasting. You just forget everything. We don't even know about that. Oh, what airline did you take to get here?
Southwest.
What movies did you watch?
Nothing.
What movies were on it, though? What movies were they showing?
They didn't show any.
But isn't it like a... Oh, is it not that far? How long is it?
It's like 2 hours.
They don't even show TV shows?
Yeah,
you know, I started watching Two and a Half Men because they showed it on a fucking airplane? Oh. Shit's good. Yeah, except of him. Alright, we gotta keep this in one thing, guys. Whatever. Uno conversation, because it's gonna fucking sound weird for the sports guests if there's like multiple things. Like, I tried that experiment when I tried to have like two people talk completely different things in each ear. Sure. And you can't understand anything that they're saying.
Well, like in movies they do, but they're still like focusing on the main conversation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I do that. We can do that with audio editing, but in real life it's fucking hard to do that. It's hard to audio edit your life.
I could do it.
Really? you'd be my audio editor.
Do it.
We're just listening to it 20 years from now. What the fuck?
Yeah, that story, maybe? That story? I don't know.
Your cum will still have to go somewhere.
And now you're too lazy to go to your cum.
Yeah. Yeah. Your water. So you go. You have some kidding.
There you
go. You'll pout this bitch.
Wow.
You're going to college powdered. I'll meet you there.
So ridiculous.
What's the water?
Yeah.
Not a chill.
I have none left, man.
I've got no water left. Oh, my nipples are hard like milk duds.
What's that from again?
Kung Pao, Enter the Fist. It's a good fucking movie. But then it felt obscure.
I saw it for my 10th birthday.
Remember the Thumb movies? Yeah. Bat Thumb. Was it God Thumb?
No.
Don't you have
those are the best, though.
Yeah, those are so
the Titanic one? The Titanic one, did you ever see that?
We saw the God Thumb? Whatever happened to that? Because it wasn't
JT.
Make... What? What's up? What's up?
Yo, what a go watch Jackass.
We're literally talking to sports guests, and you just throw something like, "Want to watch Jackass?" Where do you get that from? I'm down to watch Jackass in a while. That actually does sound kind of cool. I haven't seen it yet.
Jackass play this.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackass.
I don't have a TV. No, I'm actually down. We'll wind this down a little bit. Let's just keep this.
Let's do it. It's funny.
Oh my god, that's a huge lighter.
Yeah, that was
huge. How big is Wiz Khalifa's?
This big.
Oh, do you guys have to go? I was just telling him,
yeah, I'm bouncing a little bit.
Well, do you want to watch Jack?
Just watch half of it.
I'll watch a little bit, yeah.
If we watch a little bit of it?
Yeah,
let me see. Let me see how many guys I've got. Alright, let's do like 4 more minutes. 5 more minutes.
4 minutes?
Is 4 minutes okay? Is that too long? Oh, alright, because
4 fucking minutes.
Four fucking minutes, man.
Not 5.
Alright, so what about you, huh? What's your craziest? Tell them about the threesome thing.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, the D3, man. Alright, never mind.
John, dude.
Alright, well, you just too prude.
I am too prude. I'm prude as fuck.
What's it like in Arizona? I've seen your IDs. Let me see your ID.
Why?
Because the other ones I've seen look like shit. Yeah, dude, these things look like shit.
Yeah.
Like, I know that I'm not saying this is fake. Like, I mean, like...
Care.
No, I'm not trying to talk shit about Arizona.
Oh.
I just mean, like... I wasn't trying to, like, talk... I just mean, like, it looks like laminated. I'm sorry. Did I offend you by saying that? Alright. Because look at this. It looks like it's like laminate. I just mean compared to California, where it's like, have you seen California's?
No.
Dude, look at this. I know that this is an audio podcast. I'm not going to be able to explain this to you. But look at this. Look at how many fucking like little different things there are. Or like the back, they've got those weird fucking
shit.
Like magnetic lines and weird shit.
Dude, yeah,
like nothing.
They don't
spend money in
like, see, like, this is what you... Even that's not as bad. But they fucking just do, like...
You
want to do? And I'm just saying, because my friend...
people still learn how to make, like, fakes?
No, that's what I'm saying, because Ben had a... One of our friends had a fake ID, and it was from Arizona, and nobody in California would take it, even though, like, it would work. They wouldn't take it, because they just wouldn't believe that, like, in Arizona looks, like, real.
Go.
Still in?
Sure.
I didn't mean your picture looked like shit.
No.
Huh?
No,
yeah, it's not a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I heard that marijuana's got legalized in Arizona.
Yeah,
but is it more like AIDS people?
Yeah, like they're the only people that can get it.
Like you have to have a real condition.
Grab a case of face AIDS. Daniel, come on, please. We gotta keep this in one conversation. It's okay. We'll wind it up, sir. Just gotta keep it one.
Wow. That's why I'm the handyman.
I know you are the handyman because you always need us to. You always make sure we bring us back to focus. I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
whatever. Okay. Oh, dude, speaking of X-Men, the game came out for iPhone. So,
really?
Ice Watch, guess you get it, because it's very good. You okay?
Yeah, dude. I'm
Sir Hoops
I'm
lost
a
little dazed.
Soon.
Yeah, dude, we've been doing this for a long fucking time.
I'm fucking early. Shit.
Yeah, dude, so I gotta wake up and drive. Wake up and drive. Hey, you think I'll ever make that a movie, like a title of a movie? Wake up and drive.
Wake up
and drive. I feel like maybe Jim Carrey or some shit.
Wake up, it
maybe
was.
Jim Carrey. That's the only thing.
Wake up. Or Chris Kattan. We can bring Chris Kattan back.
Yes,
oh, my God. Hangover 3, get rid of all the people. Chris Kattan. only. Chris Kattan and
so annoying.
Will Sasso. Oh my god, do you ever see Kenny Rogers? Kenny the Mad TV Kenny Rogers. It's just the funniest shit ever. Will Sasso just making fun of it. And he's just, I got this is the catching the bat in my teeth trick. They just throw a bat from like 20 feet and just catches it. He just tries to catch it in his teeth and just hits him in the face. It's just fucking hilarious. Alright, well, can't pass out. It's only like 2 in the afternoon. It's ridiculous. You're just falling by the second. Get yourself a sandwich. You're at a hoagie. Hoagies are so good. You get onions and like peppers.
There's this place in LA that's called Hoagies and Wings.
Hoagies and Wings. I would shove my gullet full of that shit. Well, how about you? You shove your gullet full of that shit?
Nah.
Okay. Well, it's your answer to everything. Nothing's just enough. Go ahead. Nah, too lazy. Alright, well, you know that we should get watching to some jackass. This is starting to wind down. The night is getting unyoung. Thank you, hold on. What the fuck did I give you? What was your name?
Me with the crying river.
No, that was him.
That was the crawling river. Scritchity. God damn it. Sabertooth. Sabertooth. Yeah. Alright, thanks everybody for listening to another episode of the podcast. Coming back for the other half of the podcast. Again, we're sponsored by Bud Light. Don't forget, scratchers on it. Don't use the cap. It'll probably just fuck it up into a barcode. Use a key. It'll make it look good. Count it. Write penises. Steamy turds. Whatever. Fuck it. Thank you very much. Later.